Faith and trust in Christ assures true success. May 9. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Our Lord is cognizant of the conflict of His people in these last days with the satanic agencies combined with evil people who neglect and refuse this great salvation. With the greatest simplicity and candor, our Savior, the mighty General of the armies of heaven, does not conceal the stern conflict that they will experience. He points out the dangers, He shows us the plan of the battle and the hard and hazardous work to be done, and then lifts His voice before entering the conflict, telling us to count the cost while at the same time encouraging all to take up the weapons of their warfare and expect the heavenly host to compose the armies to war in defense of truth and righteousness. Human weakness shall find supernatural strength and help in every stern conflict to do the deeds of omnipotence, and perseverance in faith and perfect trust in God will ensure success. While the vast confederacy of evil is arrayed against His people, He bids them to be brave and strong and fight valiantly, for they have a heaven to win, and they have more than an angel in their ranks. The mighty General of armies leads on the armies of heaven. As on the occasion of the taking of Jericho, not one of the armies of Israel could boast of exercising their finite strength to overthrow the walls of this city, but the captain of the Lord's host planned that battle in the greatest simplicity, that the Lord God alone should receive the glory and mortals should not be exalted. God has promised us all power. It is not great talent that we want now, it is humble hearts and direct, consecrated, personal effort, watching, praying, working with all perseverance. Christ has sent His representative, the Holy Spirit, surrounding His living agents who are employed to pierce the ignorance with the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. His voice will give assurance, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." The fact is to be ever kept before us that we are carrying forward the warfare in the presence of an invisible world. We are all to calmly depend upon God as we look upon the obstacles and stubborn unbelief and consider all the risks that must be ventured, and then listen to the voice of Jesus, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Yes, Christ is conqueror. He is our leader, our captain, and we can advance to the victory. Because He lives, we shall live also.